Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Listen by Oscar Trimboli is a practical guide to one of the most underestimated leadership and relationship skills, truly hearing what another person is trying to convey. Known for his work on deep listening in workplaces, Trimboli frames listening not as a passive act, but as an intentional practice that shapes trust, decision-making, and collaboration. The book explores why many conversations leave people feeling unheard, even when no one is overtly rude, and it maps the small habits that block understanding, such as rushing to solve, filtering through assumptions, or listening only for points to rebut. Rather than treating listening as a single technique, Trimboli breaks it into distinct levels and purposes, helping readers choose the kind of listening a situation requires. With an emphasis on real-world communication, the book aims to improve meetings, coaching moments, customer conversations, and personal relationships by making listening measurable, repeatable, and more human. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, listening as a leadership advantage, not a soft skill. A central idea in How to Listen is that listening is a strategic capability with concrete outcomes. Trimboli positions listening as a lever for better decisions, faster alignment, and stronger relationships, especially in environments where speed and certainty are rewarded. When people feel heard, they share fuller context, disclose risks earlier, and contribute ideas they might otherwise withhold. The book highlights how poor listening creates hidden costs, rework, conflict, disengagement, and missed signals from customers or colleagues. By treating listening as something you can deliberately practice, leaders can move beyond performative nodding and toward conversations that surface what matters. This framing is useful because it shifts listening from personality trait to trainable behavior. It also encourages readers to reflect on how their role shapes what others say and do not say. In team settings, a leader who listens well reduces fear and defensiveness, making it easier to tackle difficult topics. In client and stakeholder contexts, listening becomes a way to uncover real needs rather than assumed ones. The topic makes a case that listening is foundational to influence, coaching, negotiation, and culture. Secondly, the common traps that prevent real understanding, Trimboli examines why many people, even experienced professionals, fail to listen in ways that help the speaker. The book outlines typical traps such as listening to respond, listening to fix, or listening to confirm what you already believe. These habits can sound helpful on the surface, but they often redirect the conversation toward the listener's agenda. Another trap is selective attention, focusing on facts while missing emotion, intent, or what is being left unsaid. The book also points to internal noise, including mental rehearsals, multitasking, and unspoken judgments that filter the message before it is understood. By naming these patterns, the reader can catch them in real time rather than only noticing them after a conversation goes badly. This topic emphasizes self-awareness as a prerequisite for improvement. It encourages readers to notice their default mode under pressure, such as jumping to conclusions in meetings or offering solutions too early in coaching discussions. Recognizing the trap is not about guilt, it is about choice. Once the pattern is visible, the listener can pause, ask a better question, or reflect back what they heard. The result is fewer misunderstandings and a noticeable increase in trust. Thirdly, choosing the right level of listening for the moment. A distinctive contribution of How to Listen is its focus on levels or modes of listening and the idea that not every conversation requires the same approach. Some situations call for listening for facts and clarity, such as during operational handoffs or safety discussions. Others require listening for meaning, motivations, and concerns, especially when priorities clash or decisions are ambiguous. The book helps readers distinguish between shallow listening that captures content and deeper listening that reveals context and significance. This topic matters because many communication failures happen when the listener applies the wrong mode, such as treating an emotional concern like a technical problem or treating a decision briefing like a therapy session. Trimboli encourages purposeful listening, deciding what the conversation is for and what kind of attention will serve it. This includes listening to what is emphasized, what is avoided, and how the speaker frames their reality. It also involves recognizing when silence, pace, and tone carry more information than words. For managers, this supports better one-on-ones and performance conversations. For peers, it improves collaboration by reducing misinterpretation. For personal relationships, it increases empathy without abandoning boundaries. The overall message is that listening is situational and can be upgraded intentionally. Fourthly, questions and reflections that deepen dialogue. Trimboli emphasizes that listening is not merely staying quiet, it is an active process that guides the speaker toward clarity. One of the most practical themes is how to use questions and reflections to deepen dialogue without hijacking it. Instead of rapid-fire interrogation, the book advocates for thoughtful prompts that invite elaboration, uncover assumptions, and surface priorities. Reflecting back what you heard, summarizing key points, and checking understanding can prevent conversations from drifting into parallel monologues. This topic is especially relevant in coaching, sales discovery, mediation, and leadership settings where the listener's role is to help the other person think better. The book encourages readers to notice when a question is really a disguised recommendation and to replace that habit with curiosity. It also suggests that well-timed pauses can prompt the speaker to add the detail they were hesitant to share. In group settings, reflective listening can translate complexity into shared language, reducing confusion and defensiveness. The result is a more productive conversation where the speaker feels respected and the listener gains higher quality information. This topic also reinforces that listening is measurable by outcomes, clearer next steps, fewer repeat clarifications, and stronger mutual commitment. Lastly, building a sustainable listening practice at work and home, How to Listen, treats improvement as a practice rather than a one-time insight. This topic focuses on turning listening into a repeatable habit through small behavioral changes that fit real schedules. The book encourages readers to design their environment for attention, such as reducing distractions during important conversations and setting expectations about responsiveness. It also highlights the role of intention setting before meetings or difficult discussions, deciding to listen for understanding rather than for control. In workplaces, this can be embedded into meeting norms, one-on-one routines, and feedback culture, where people know they will be heard and therefore prepare more thoughtfully. In personal life, the practice shows up in everyday moments, being fully present, resisting the urge to solve instantly, and recognizing emotional subtext. The book's approach is pragmatic because it acknowledges that listening is harder under stress, time pressure, and high stakes. By creating a personal checklist and reflecting after conversations, readers can track progress and notice patterns. Over time, improved listening can reduce conflict, improve collaboration, and increase connection. This topic also reinforces that listening is reciprocal. When you model it consistently, others often mirror it, making communication healthier across teams and relationships. In conclusion, this book is best suited for leaders, managers, coaches, sales and customer professionals, facilitators, and anyone who regularly depends on conversations to get work done. It is also valuable for partners, parents, and friends who want relationships that feel calmer, clearer, and more respectful. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. Better listening reduces avoidable conflict, uncovers the real problem sooner, and helps people feel safe enough to share what matters. That translates into better decisions at work and deeper trust at home. Compared with many communication books that focus heavily on speaking skills or generic empathy advice, How to Listen concentrates on the mechanics of attention and the choices listeners make moment to moment. Its emphasis on different levels of listening and on selecting the right approach for the situation makes it especially useful for busy professionals who need results, not just good intentions. If you often leave meetings with misalignment, find yourself solving the wrong problem, or notice that people do not open up around you, this book offers a clear path to change. It is worth buying because it turns listening into a skill you can practice, improve, and rely on. If you would like to support Oscar Trimboli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.